Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's Gordon String, Consider Me Gone from the compact disc of Dream of the Blue Turtles. And before that, Quiet Life from Ray Davies from Absolute Beginners. And just to add fuel to the continuing fire about Patsy Kensit, I actually think she's a very good dancer. She's sang very well, and she's very good at throwing her hair forward and bursting into tears. And someone told me that they went to see it on a Saturday night, and that she appears in one scene with kind of white lipstick, and all the girls in the audience were going, tittering about her makeup, and all the blokes were going, shut up, very defensively. Now, Diane Richards from Renton in Dunbartonshire, that was for you, the last record, with great dedication to your best friend, Gillian Sayers. Now, Diane Wilkinson from Blyth in Northumberland says, a couple of weeks ago, I played a record by Cock Robin, and I said that it was number one all over Europe. Well, you're wrong, says Diane. I've just come back from Germany, where the number one is a song called Guile by Bruce and Bongo. Sounds like the alternative Eurovision Song Contest. Anyway, it's called Guile, which I am assured through my producer, who's been to great research about this, that it means salacious and lewd. Well, that's Bruce and Bongo, whoever they are. And that was Guile, which means salacious and lewd, and certainly was not included in the Eurovision Song Contest. I kind of watched it semi with the sound off. I like the scoring best. But did you notice that board was all over the place, so that you when they're going, Denmark, un point, and you go, hang on, where's Denmark on the board? And it was not in sort of sequence. I don't know how that happened, but I found it terribly confusing. But at the time, I was going through a little backlog of requests until 1 o'clock this morning. That's how I spend my Saturday nights, dedicated to you. And I came across this one from Adrian Samler from Elderfield Crescent, Chiltern Didcot in Oxfordshire. And the dog was sitting beside me, and some people try and bribe me with chocolate, and of course it doesn't work, I will not have that. So I was kind of giving a sort of request chocolates and saying, well, go on and you can have this. And then she spotted Adrian Samler's letter, which has on the bottom of it a half-eaten sweet. And that was it. It stuck down with sellotape, and she's sort of trying to find a way of getting... I've had an awful job to bring your request, Adrian, with me, because my dog was determined to eat it. So I suppose this is dedicated also to a Labrador.
King, me say I'm a wicked style rasta.
Bad Memory by... Oh, I don't know, I can't remember his name now. Tomorrow is the birthday of Pip McGill in Stenning, and everybody has got to give her a big, big hug. And that comes from Ian and John. Can I say about her being an ex... Oh, I've said it now. Anyway, it's too late. Her ex-boyfriend, she must be pretty terrific. Anyway, happy birthday to Pip. And there's Cheryl Donnelly from Lockie in Dundee, who says, I am writing to complain about a record you played the other week. Lamb Kebab by Andy Pandemonium. It was very tasteless. I think you should do me and my fellow Smiths fans a favour and place something more appropriate. Meat is murder. Yes, point taken, Cheryl.
AirCheckDownloads.com.